وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatihi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at human beings and what makes them humans. We said in a previous episode that human beings have negative traits that the Quran mentions. And we're trying to get to know these negative traits so we can at least avoid them. One of the traits of human beings, their negative traits, is that they are weak. There's a sense of weakness in the human being. In terms of his physical body, in terms of his mental capacity, we can't overtake this entire world in terms of our strength when it comes to our body, nor our minds. There is a limited amount of to physical and mental capacity that we have. And even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala submits to that fact. He says, وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Mankind were created weak. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن ضَعْفٍ ثُمَّ جَعْلَ مِن بَعْدِ ضَعْفٍ قُوَّةٍ. He's the one who created you in the state of weakness, and then He gave you a little bit of more power. ثُمَّ جَعْلَ مِن بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ ضَعْفًا. And then after that power that you had, you went back to being weak. So Allah is talking about the stages of human beings' life. So when we were kids, we were weak. We had no power. Then we became youth and in our middle age. We had a bit of strength. Then, once we're old, we lose all that power. Even at the moment of our peak, our strength and our youth, we are still weak. We can't do much. There's only little we can do. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to remind the human being that you need to calm down. At the end of the day, you're just a human. Because sometimes there are those when they think and they see themselves to be in the state of power, they're powerful, they create crimes against their humanity. You have people who reach the stage of what we call Fir'aun, where he said, I am your great Lord. They assume lordship over mankind. Why? Because they think they're strong. And many of the dictators in history that past, and even current living dictators, they enslave people, they take the rights of people, they harm and hurt people in every possible way, only because they think they are invincible and they are powerful and strong. Rather, Allah says, you're weak. No matter how strong you are, a small, tiny virus can bring you to your knees. We all witnessed in 2020, one small virus just brought the entire world to a halt. A virus that we cannot even see. And we stopped because we were afraid that it could get to me and I can die. So all my strength, all my medical science, all my technology, everything that we had, and whatever we take pride in as human beings in this civilization, it could not help us from a tiny virus that we cannot see. So Allah says to people, don't think that you're too strong, that you're too powerful, that no one can overtake you or no one can break you. At the end of the day, being weak is part of who you are. The only thing strong enough about the human being is their mind and will and determination to do the right thing. Now, we leave it here and we take a short break and then we come back.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at the weaknesses of human beings in the Quran. Another weakness, on top of the fact that mankind is weak, is the fact that he is stingy. And not just stingy, but he kind of, whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does favor for them, they're very quick to forget these favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be ungrateful. So they're stingy and ungrateful. Allah says in the Quran, وَإِذَا مَسَّكُمَ الضُّرُّ فِي الْبَحْرِ, when you are in the sea and then you are faced with a storm, ضَلَّ مَا تَدْعُونَ إِلَّا إِيَّهُ, whoever that you had that you thought is going to help you, it just vanishes. فَلَمَّا نَجَّاكُمْ, whenever you only go back only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help, and when He saves you and bring you to the land, أَعْرَضْتُمْ, then you forget and you just neglect, you turn around. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانَ كَفُورًا, surely human beings were in the state of, you know, being ungrateful. So Allah in this ayah, He says human beings, it doesn't matter where you are. You can be in the ocean, you could be in the air, you could be in the car. Sometimes you find yourself in a situation where no one can help you. And all those who you thought can, now they can't. And the only thing that can help you, and the only thing that comes to your mind, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even an atheist in the darkest moments, in the moments of being scared, they call on it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's just natural human being instinct. So to be ungrateful, it's one of the worst things to be done towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or towards other fellow human beings. When someone does favor for you, when someone gives you something, it's natural that we thank them and that you thank them. If a person does not thank those who do favors for him, we say he is ungrateful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes He gives me money and He creates ways for me and He makes, you know, He paves the way and He creates means for me to get rich and make money. And once I have that money, I think it's mine and I do not share it with other people. I don't help other people. Not knowing, not realizing that this money is actually not mine. It's a loss. We need to give it back and help other fellow human beings. So when you see sometimes there are specific personalities in the world, according to Forbes magazine, the, you know, millionaires of the world, a handful of people, under 200 people, they own billions and billions of dollars, while so many people are poor and dying. If this rich man, five of them, or even one of them, he puts his money towards doing good work and charity work, they would eliminate hunger from the world. But they don't. That's how stingy mankind are. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, amongst the negative traits of human beings is the fact they are ungrateful and stingy. Now, when we get to learn about these faults and shortcomings of human beings, it means we need to avoid them. We need to do good. Because Allah says these traits, it doesn't mean that I say, okay, yes, I am a bad person. No, Allah says they are there, but you can override them. You can change them. You can become a better person. You can become grateful and generous. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.